After the boys' 55-45 setback for the Duke Cardinals. Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, is Coach Jason Carter. Coach, got out to a slow start and could never really make it up.
Yeah, we sure did. I actually talked to him before the game. We needed to get off to a quick start because, I knew this team, although they're not super talented offensively, they play really hard and they hit the glass really hard and they got a couple good posts. And I knew if we didn't set the tone right away, it could be a long night, and it sure was.
Seems like they hit a couple of shots early, and that just kind of got them going.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot. If you just go through the motions and give teams confidence, confidence is contagious. And it sure was for them tonight, and we couldn't seem to find any ourselves. So, credit to them. They're a hardworking group of kids, we just didn't play very tough tonight. And we didn't deserve to win.
Kevin Knox came in averaging just under 10 a ball game, and he got 20 here, and he seems like he had the answer anytime you guys got close.
Yeah, he did. And again, he got confidence right away because we let him do the one thing he wants to do is drive to his right hand, and we let him do it over and over in the first half, and we didn't adjust. We talked about it every single dead ball and timeout, and we just kept letting him do the same thing. So if we're not going to, be smarter at it adjusting and taking things away that we know they want to do, then it's going to be tough.
As far as your team, as far as offensively, Landon Bozarth is going to be your leading scorer here. What did you think offensively, how you guys did?
Now, offensively, I thought we got away from the things that we like to do. They overplayed us everywhere, and rather than, back cutting or slipping screens because they were switching everything, we just kept letting them push us further and further away from the hoop, and we couldn't hit a shot from the perimeter, which didn't help there for a while, outside of Landon early. And again, we just need to find a way to finish around the bucket. We had lots of opportunities within 6 feet, and we got to find a way to put the ball in the hoop around when we get the ball down there.
Just like we were kind of just waiting for a spark, something to kind of get you guys going and get on a little run, but that really never came here tonight, unfortunately.
No, it didn't. And again, for this team, I feel like we've talked about living and dying by the three a little bit, but we got to find other ways to win because we're not going to be able to hit double-digit threes every single night. And again, we got to be able to find that spark in a different way other than hitting shots.
Free throws also are going to be an issue for you guys.
Yeah, absolute killer. Yeah, I think for right now it's all between the ears for us. I mean, we shoot a ton of them in practice, make a ton of them in practice, and when it comes game time, we just gotta. I told him we just need to man up and step up and make free throws. So, it's all in our head right now. We're a great free throw shooting team. But it sure as heck doesn't look like it.
Yeah, you just like to show up in a game, right?
Yeah, we need to do it when it counts.
You got Norwalk coming up. What do you know about them? I mean, Little Hawkeye Conference team, right?
They're OSCE, in terms of physicality and aggressiveness, but they're more skilled. So we're going to have to play a heck of a lot better than we played tonight to have a chance to win that one.
All right, well, thanks for coming up. Regroup, and we'll look forward to the outcome next week.
Thank you.
Joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, Jason Carter, the coach of the Newton boys basketball team. Newton boys suffering their third loss of the season in conference, as they are now 2-3 in conference play, and they are 5-4 overall as they trail from the get-go here tonight and fall to Oskaloosa by a final score of 55-45. Again, Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.